And welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report. It is 7:18 a.m. We are broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. In studio, the official guest host, of the Tennessee Star Report, our lead reporter, Aaron Gulbranson. Aaron, so we have a story that'll be breaking tonight about Governor Lee. What sources tell us he wants to nominate as Attorney General. And I think the big concern here is the process and the lack of transparency and the fact that at least in modern history, the Attorney General of Tennessee has in essence been rubber stamped. The governor's pick has been rubber stamped by the members of the Tennessee State Supreme Court, even though in the Constitution there is no role for the governor in this process. The duty in the Constitution, and you can, you know, criticize it however you want, but this is the way it works right now. It is the duty of the five members of the Tennessee Supreme Court to select the Attorney General. And I guess the question is, why is it that this has been, in essence, a perfunctory rubber stamp of the governor's pick, and what would that mean in the future? Tell us your thoughts.
And I like to say this a lot, passes prologue. The Attorney General Slattery was very close with then-Governor Bill Haslam. So, the news that we're talking about here is sources with knowledge of Governor Lee and his team's thinking are believing that this is a done deal. The application process has not even been announced by the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. Dates of hearings, that sort of thing, have not even been announced. And sources are telling the Tennessee Star that Brandon Gibson, Governor Lee's chief operating officer for the state of Tennessee, is a done deal.
Yeah, and that is, you know, this is, you talk about lack of transparency. There are a couple issues to look at. First, there are problems with Brandon Gibson, who has been described as sort of the non-conservative member of the Lee administration.
Yeah.
And basically, who was probably the most influential person there. Any conservatives that are there working with Governor Lee, they have a conservative proposal or she stops it. This is what we're hearing.
Yeah.
Right. And as Attorney General right now, if you had to grade the job Herb Slattery has done as Attorney General, I think he's a fine attorney. But the question is, does he aggressively defend the rights of the state of Tennessee and the citizens of Tennessee against the usurpation of the federal government? And I think the answer is a resounding no. He's been very timid and hasn't done a lot of things. Certainly didn't defend the resolution the Tennessee General Assembly put on, saying back in 2015 that didn't want to have any refugees sent in here that Tennessee taxpayers had to pay for. He wouldn't defend that, and as a result, that case was thrown out of federal court for lack of standing. That's one example,
right,
for instance. And so the concern is that Brandon Gibson is more motivated by the personal ambition than she is in accomplishing defending the rights of Tennessee. This is the complaint.
Right. And I mean, sources have talked to me that they've described her as kind of a garden variety bureaucratic state government opportunist. And, you know, they tend to be very bureaucratic in nature. And, I've talked to a lot of conservative leaders in the state, and what they would like to see out of an attorney general is just, as you said, somebody who will aggressively, to coin a phrase, Tennessee first when it comes to the role of Attorney General versus...
That's a very good. Tennessee first. State, the entire concept of our Constitution is based on states having certain clear authority. All those powers not given to the federal government are reserved for the states and the people.
So I do want to emphasize, this is very curious that that sources close to the governor and familiar with their thinking believe that this is a done deal. And I want to emphasize, the sources are also saying that this is not even a question in their mind.
And my question is, Aaron, for you on this, I mean, the Constitution of the state of Tennessee is clear. And by the way, we've had three constitutions, one in 1796, one in 1835, and one in 1870. I think the current method of selecting the attorney general was in that second constitution mm-hmm. and the third constitution. That's why he's called the attorney general. He or she is called the attorney general and reporter for the Supreme Court.
Right.
And so that's kind of, if you go back to the 1830s, you can see, oh, okay, when there weren't a lot of attorneys around and somebody had to do double duty, I kind of get that.
Yeah.
But now we're not going to change this in Tennessee for whatever reason, even though 44 states, I think it is, elect the attorney general. Five have the attorney general selected by the governor and confirmed by the state legislature. I think those are the right numbers. But here the constitutional duty is with, in a bizarre kind of violation of the principles of separation of powers, the judiciary is performing the executive role
right.
of selecting the attorney general. Okay. So those five members of the state Supreme Court, by the way, who I think as a body, their rulings have been, I think, pretty good from a constitutional perspective. But they're the ones who have the responsibility for selecting this. It's not the governor. The
right.
governor actually doesn't have any formal role. And I think the question is, will the state Supreme Court justices exercise their authority in listening to the people and in identifying an attorney general who will aggressively promote the interests of the state of Tennessee?
Well, and that also begs the question of appropriateness, right? Since there is no formal role, is it appropriate for the governor to attempt to exert influence on the Supreme Court selection?
On the AG selection.
On the Supreme Court selection of the AG. Yes, exactly.
Now, the Supreme Court here in Tennessee, five members of the Supreme Court, the method of selection has gone back and forth. And by the way, let me emphasize again, I think they've made a couple of the decisions that I've tracked. I think they've made the right decisions, particularly on the education voucher decision they just made. I think that was the correct decision. We can get into that a little bit later. But the way the Supreme Court is selected, there are three divisions in the state, East, Middle, and West. There always has to be two Supreme Court justices from two of the divisions and one from another. That's how it works out. And as it turns out now, the duty of the governor is to select the Supreme Court justices after an eight-year term, and then they're confirmed by the Tennessee General Assembly. The current composition of five members of the Tennessee Supreme Court, three appointed by Governor Haslam, one appointed by Governor Bredesen, and one just recently appointed by Governor Lee and confirmed. So those are the five members. But the Constitution says it is their duty to pick the attorney general. It is not the governor's. The governor doesn't really play any role in that, at least according to the constitutional text. Now, by tradition in the modern era, it has been a rubber stamp. Mm-hmm. But I think that's fundamentally wrong, because if you rubber stamp the governor's pal for 8 years, you end up with an attorney general who is not responsive to the Tennessee General Assembly and who's not responsive to the people of Tennessee and does not pursue aggressively the rights of the state vis-a-vis federal usurpations. Your thoughts, Aaron Goldmanson.
Well, it also creates sort of a shadow AG primary over years for somebody trying to curry favor with the governor or potential governor at some point in time in an effort to get that job without being fully vetted by the people. You know, another question is are the governor's circle broadcasting that Brandon Gibson is a done deal because it is a done deal, or are they using that messaging to influence the court?
So I think what we need here is open hearings conducted either by the Supreme Court or the Tennessee General Assembly could do it in an advisory capacity, and let's ask the tough questions. Will you defend the state Tennessee General Assembly? Will you defend state laws against the usurpations of federal government in great detail? That's what I recommend. And I think you'll have more details in your story tonight.
Yes, sir.
When we come back, we'll have more. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Aaron Goldmanson. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.